David Moore is the mayor of Opotiki. The district council has voted in favour of Māori wards for the 2025 and 2028 local body elections. At an extraordinary meeting, he's kindly with us today. David Cordale, tēnei, thank you for joining us on Pākehā.
Kia ora, how are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you, and all the best to you. Look, at a time where these issues are somewhat politically charged, it's encouraging from a Māori perspective that the Opotiki District Council has said, hey, we've got nothing to fear by Māori wards, and we'll have a go. So what's the background to this decision? And tell us about the extraordinary meeting that's been held to effect that, please, David.
Look, I just caught the last bit of your last interview, and what a lot of sense that does make in, I guess it relates to this subject. Look, the Māori wards, we had a non-binding poll. That was the only option we could have at the last election. The ability to have binding polls had been taken away. We had a slim majority of 14 votes that was in favour of Māori wards across our district. So that was quite interesting, and the views did vary, actually, even amongst Māori on this matter. So that was the start of it, and a lot of consultation. We have three very independent iwi, so we met with them and tried to get as much information to them as possible on this different scenarios, and it came about at the meeting. So it wasn't just a decision on the day. It was long and thought out, and I guess it was possibly long overdue to have Māori at our table.
Tēnā koe. It's interesting, isn't it? We're witnessing democracy in process. You say that it was from a non-binding poll, and a slim majority of just 14 votes. How many people responded to that poll? And obviously it was very close in the end, David, but how did that play out?
Well, I haven't got the exact figures in front of me, but what we do have in our district, we had 54.84% voter return, which doesn't sound a lot, but it's actually well above the national average. Of that, there was roughly 1,500 in favour. It was 1,541. I can't remember the exact mass, and obviously it was four Māori wards, and there was 400 undecided voters, but yeah, there was slightly less wanting. But we did, just prior to this, in September, we had a meeting, and we decided to run with the first past the post at the next election. So I guess, if we're deciding to listen to the people, ignoring the poll was probably not a good start. And we decided to run with a first past the post system for the next election. So I guess it is all one of those, all came together along with the consultation to, make this decision on the day.
Well, the government have indicated they'd like to return to the situation that allows for a referendum to be held to oppose the establishment of Māori wards, but that could be forthcoming. Would that change the situation you find in Opotiki if that's the case, David?
Well, they're asking for, I guess they're targeting the councils that have implemented Māori wards, and they've been brave to do it without having a poll. A non-binding poll is a referendum of your people, of your voting public. That was our only option we could implement. We didn't know the appetite, And another thing that's very important with our district, we are more than 50% Māori, and the general role and the Māori role are almost, it's getting to the stage where it's almost the same. So I guess for us, we're very unique. We sort of looked at all that information, and on the day it was, well thought through and debated, and voices from both sides, and it came out.
Tēnā koe, David. Obviously, this is separate from the work that the council already does with iwi from your rohe anyway. It's another sort of area to voice concerns or to make decisions, but it doesn't negate the relationships you already have when you have considerations Māori, ne?
Absolutely, and that was made very clear. It doesn't undermine what we already do. But what it does do, we can have committees and we can have meetings with iwi and take on board all that information. But at the end of the day, I guess there was a desire for people to have that actual voting rights at the table. So, you know, that's just something. And what I hope we don't have, you know, we have had two elections where we have been well above the national average. So, you know, my fear is, you know, I just don't want to see our voter turnout go down. There were some quality candidates stood in the last election that were Māori. I'm sure they'll stand again and someone will be in Māori wards. I'm a pre-kohanga generation, strongly, you know, I'm Māori through and through, but yeah, I struggle in certain areas. I don't know if I'll ever stand on a Māori ward. You know, that's my choice. So that's that difficulty in making those decisions to go with them or go, you know. So there was good argument for and against.
Well, I'm pleased that you've put your hand up and said, hey, listen, we'll give these a go. And nothing's locked in stone, but at least it's encouraging to look from afar, David, and see that you'll have a go for the next couple of elections in 25 and 28. And certainly wish you and those who call Opotiki home well, and congratulations on this decision. We'll see where it leads in the years ahead. All the best, David. What other issues are you grappling with there, mate? How's that harbour of yours going and muscle factories? Oh. And seems to be a bit of impetus in there. And Shane's back in the mix too with a bit more dosh. You might be able to squeeze him to get a bit more.
Yeah, it's everything. The harbour's looking fantastic and the muscle farm, you know, it's looking quite good and the factory's up and running. There's always going to be teething problems, but we've had a couple of little issues housing the fleet for the mussel farm. A marina hasn't gone through, so we need some help again just to, we do what we can. And, you know, we're trying to provide some long-term productive, you know, work for people to stay here and not move away. So if it all pans out, you know, Porteki's got a really bright future to go along with all the other good things that happen here. So, yeah, maybe we're in the news for all the good reasons, not some bad ones that pop up now and again.
Tēnā koe. It's a proud community. It's a beautiful community. And I'm pleased to have a guy like you at the helm. Congratulations, David. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us.
Yeah, kia ora. Thank you very much.
Ngā mihi. David Moore is the mayor of Opotiki.